Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is George Watkins with another podcast. This is Thanksgiving morning. I wanted to take some time to talk about the power of a thankful heart. Also to remind you, if you haven't heard lately, where some of our traditions have come from. Obviously, the most taught and understood one is out of the Pilgrims, and I'm sure that's pretty close to being accurate, that they begin to have Thanksgiving over the fact that they had been spared through the winter time and came together for those great Thanksgiving meals. But I'm more interested in the current day of Thanksgiving, our heart, and how we interact with our life and how we interact with God's purposes in our life. I wanted to remind you, or at least go over maybe a couple of scriptures concerning a thankful heart. Psalms 95 and 2 says, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving." I have been involved in the spiritual life, in the church life, and in the relationship with the Lord for quite a few decades. Sounds like a long time, but it doesn't seem that long when you look back at it. But in that period of time, I've certainly had my share of coming into the presence of the Lord, learning how to, and actually helping others come into the presence of the Lord. And one of the keys that is so wonderful in the church and in the body of Christ and as individuals is that we can enter into his presence individually with thanksgiving. This is what praise and worship is all about. Praise and worship is an entrance into something. The Old Testament is a pattern for New Testament, Old Testament pattern, New Testament truth, as the statement goes. So the Old Testament, of course, when they entered into the tabernacle, they had the singers and the worshipers go ahead of everyone else. So indicating that the entrance in or the opening up of God's blessings and God's presence and the things that we're seeking God for come out of a worshipful and praising attitude. So thanksgiving is in that category of praise and worship. Psalms 104 ties the two together. It says, that's 100 and the fourth verse. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So there seems to be in the relationship with entering in, as we say, to the presence of the Lord. And what I mean by that is there seems to be degrees of feeling, understanding, and receiving and experiencing God's things, God's presence, God's ministry back to us, the revelation of the Word, insight into the Holy Spirit's activity, angelic insight and all that, seems to be degrees that happen when we begin to enter into, as it were, a room or a place. So the Old Testament has an illustration of the courts and of the throne. And he says in this chapter of Psalms, enter into his gates. So to come into an Old Testament court or throne room, there was a gate to come through. And that gate was the first entrance into seeing the king, having a visitation or an audience, as they say, with the king. So the gate is important. If you don't get through the gate, you don't get into the good stuff, you know, presence with the king. And so thanksgiving opens up that first gate. What does a thankful heart mean? You know someone, if I just gave you a moment, you'd see their face that doesn't have a thankful heart. They're critical, they're sour, they always have a negative word. Everything's going down the tubes, you know, the end of the world is here. And you know somebody, if you think a moment, that has a thankful heart, and they're always upbeat, or at least most of the time. And if you hang around them very long, you feel better. You see, that thankful heart opens up a realm, opens the heavens, opens the realm of God, opens up the things of God. And to be quite frankly and plain talking, they're just more fun to be around because they make you feel better. Why is that? Because they've entered in, they're opening up that gate with thanksgiving, a thankful heart. Bible says in Romans 1 and 21, when they knew God, they were not thankful. When they knew God, that's an interesting statement. That's that first chapter in Romans goes into the dark side of life, really dark. But it's interesting to see that when they knew God, so there was a place, a time when this group of people, category of people, really knew God, understood, and had an experience of some kind, because the statement says they knew God. I'm taking that as an intimate relationship with God. But they were not thankful. So an unthankful heart indicates that it's going to lead me somewhere. It's going to take me somewhere that's negative, that's dark. A thankful heart leads me somewhere that's full of light and peace and fulfillment and truth. I think that's a powerful, wonderful picture of what God has spoken to us about and why we have the ability to enter into things that we have not understood before. We have the ability to come into His presence, come into the things of God, come into the wonderful actions of God. So the simple key is thanksgiving. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Well, the next step would be praise. So thanksgiving must be a prelude to praise. Praise is certainly important because it enters, we go from the gates into the throne room, from the gates to the presence of the Lord. And how do we start thanking God? One of the easiest ways is singing songs. Psalms 147 says, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Songs are a wonderful way to memorize. If you've noticed little children, and if you probably remember rhymes and tunes out of your own life as children. You learned how to say maybe the ABCs or the books of the Bible. You memorized your, the alphabet. So singing unto the Lord does something for my spirit. It puts something in my mind. It gives me an attitude of remembering the things of God with a thankful heart. So he says in Psalms 147:7, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Now, Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, and let thanksgiving be your capstone. I'm paraphrasing that last part. You do this all with thanksgiving. This is what the Amplified Bible says in that 15th verse of Colossians 3. And let the peace, souled harmony, which comes from the Christ rule, or the act, he acts as an umpire continually. That's an interesting statement out of the Amplified, that Christ acts as an umpire. He rules in our heart through peace. Deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds. In that peaceful state to which as members of Christ, one body, you are also called to live and be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. Well, this is Thanksgiving morning, and in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I wanted to encourage you all to have a thankful heart. And around the table, the dinner table, and perhaps around the conversation with our family and friends today, we'll probably have a time of saying, what are you thankful for? What were you thankful for this year? Who are you thankful for in the room? You know, there's a lot of ways to do it. But I would just encourage you to have a heads up. Someone's going to ask you that today. What are you thankful for? Well, we start out with the really important things. I'm thankful for Jesus. And then, you know, I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for my health. I'm just thankful guy. Why? Because Thanksgiving and a thankful heart opens up the gates of heaven and opens up the doorway to the throne, the doorway to God's presence. It opens up the spiritual world like nothing else will open. I guarantee you, if you approach somebody with a scowl and a hard word, you're going to have a different response than you approach them with a smile and a kind word. The Bible says a kind word turns away, a gentle word, a soft answer turns away wrath. So I just wanted to praise the Lord together with you and be thankful together with you on this short podcast for Thanksgiving morning. Our family is kind of scattered out. We're going to have some of our children over today. But I bless you, and I pray a prayer of thanksgiving. I pray a prayer of blessing over your family as you gather. Some of you will hear this on Thanksgiving. Others will hear it a little later. But just let this prayer be an encouragement to you that God has good things for you. God has a blessing for you that you haven't even imagined yet. Paul said in the scriptures that he would do exceedingly abundantly beyond what you could even ask or think. So begin to ask, begin to think, and begin to dream. And when you get to the end of your dreams, God's got a little bit more. Isn't that amazing? God's got a little bit more. Hallelujah. So I bless you in Jesus' name, and I'll see you on our next podcast. Until then, this is George Watkins. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.